The Brendan O'Connor Show on RTE Radio 1 with All Care Pharmacy. Discover a team that's always here to support you at All Care, taking care of communities across Ireland.
Brendan O'Connor on RTE Radio 1.
Now, we were talking there with the Taoiseach extensively about this new variant, the B117 or the Kent, the UK variant as it's known. And we saw that news yesterday that it may be more deadly than the original strain of the virus. So on the line now is Dr. Anna Rose Pryor. She's a consultant microbiologist in Tally University Hospital. Anna Rose, good morning. How strong is the evidence at the moment that the UK variant is more deadly?
So it's not terribly strong. So there has been a few various studies on this. And I suppose the initial studies were from Public Health England, who compared, you know, infections with the new strain versus old strain. And they didn't find any strong evidence to suggest it was more deadly. Now, there has been smaller studies since in different UK centres. And it does suggest, as the Taoiseach mentioned, that it's possibly 30% more deadly. So in a group of, say, 60-year-olds, instead of having 10 in 1,000 people die from it, you might have 13 to 14 in 1,000. So there's certainly evidence for that. The studies, you know, they have their limitations in terms of the populations they've looked at. You know, they possibly have more vulnerable populations. But I think it's fair to say the absolute death rate of these new variants have increased just because it's become a lot more transmissible and more prevalent, that more deaths will occur anyway.
Because more people are getting it.
More deadly. Absolutely.
Okay. So look, the jury is still out on that. Now, in terms of B117, will the vaccines we have currently available be as effective with it?
So again, the available information suggests that they are effective in these strains in particular. I suppose the thing with all viruses is they mutate and we can't necessarily predict what will happen. And, you know, there are concerns with other strains, like the South African strain, for example. But the UK strain, which is our becoming very quickly our predominant strain, at the moment it seems to be effective against that.
OK, what's the concern around the South African variant?
So the South African variant, so we have very little information on that, and certainly the numbers within the EU are very low for the South African strain. The studies that have looked at this have been very small, and they've looked at antibodies that people who've had infection have developed, and then they've used these antibodies against the strains, and it does seem to have a 50% reduced efficacy. But they're very small numbers of studies with very small numbers of people involved in them. But again, these are the concerns, and certainly it's biologically plausible when you look at the mutations in these strains and where the mutations occur, that's the part of the strain that the vaccine would be effective against. So certainly as mutations in those proteins occur, then it's reasonable to expect that there may be problems with the vaccine being effective against them.
Okay. Anna Rose, as somebody with an understanding of the virus, an expert understanding of it, a huge amount of the feedback there during the Taoiseach's interview was people saying they want the country shut down. Now, look, that's people texting into a radio show. It's in no way representative and they're not experts in this. Do you think we should be looking, in terms of these variants and stuff, should we be looking at sealing our borders?
Yeah, you know, the Taoiseach, he suggested the position on this and the challenges associated with that. And certainly I can see why there would be a call for that. You know, how feasible it is, you know, is very difficult. If you look at New Zealand and Australia, they've certainly managed to do it. And they're an island, you know, with just one jurisdiction on each island. Obviously, we've got the border issue here as well. But even New Zealand have had reported cases recently, despite having been shut down. But, you know, I think the main concern is at the moment you have to assume whether someone's travelled in from abroad or whether you're meeting someone from Mayo or Donegal, that your risk of acquiring infection from anybody
is high.
So you have to behave as if everybody represents an infection risk.
Yeah.
The concern really, I think, with travel relates to new variants.
And
I suppose what we do need to do is we actually need to enforce the policies we have now. So we do say at the moment you have to quarantine for 14 days and get a test if you've come from South Africa, Brazil, the UK. But that's not actually enforced. So I think we have to enforce what we're currently doing before we would think of the next step.
Okay. Dr. Anna Rose Pryor, consultant microbiologist in Tally University Hospital. Thank you.
Brendan O'Connor on RTE Radio 1.